إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayra al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayra al-huda huda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa inna sharra al-umur muhdathatuha. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. And the most evil matters are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. Every innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. أيها العباد, from those matters which increase a person's certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase a person's tawheed in Allah and his iman in Allah, is thinking over the ayat of Allah, thinking over the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and contemplating the great wonders of Allah's creation. And from those great signs which Allah has created is how He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changes and He alternates between time and different situations, how the night and the day changes, and how the heat and the cold changes, and how the winds are sometimes still, or the clouds are still, and sometimes the clouds move, and how Allah changes between the seasons, from summer to autumn, and autumn to winter, and winter to spring. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. In all of this, in all of these signs, in all of this creation, in everything which Allah changes and we see in front of our eyes, is a sign and a lesson for the people of insight. And so from the great ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the alternating between summer and winter, and between hot and cold. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changes these things for the benefit of the people. And from the wisdom in the changing and the alternating between the summer and the winter is that we are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every season, in every scenario. Whether it is day or night, we worship Allah. Whether it is summer or winter, we worship Allah. So the command to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a constant. It remains forever, regardless of the situation of a person, and regardless of how the weather changes, or the days change, the seasons change, regardless of whether a person is rich or poor, he has to worship Allah. Whether a person is healthy or ill, he has to worship Allah. Whether a person is feeling hot or cold, he has to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the command to worship Allah, it remains with a person in every scenario, in every situation, except one of two situations. And that is either when the intellect of a person, it goes, a person becomes mentally disabled, no longer does he have to worship Allah. Or death. And after death, there is no more worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Allah ordered His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Mention and glorify the praises of your Lord. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ And be from those people perform a sujood. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ And continue worshipping your Lord until certainty comes to you. Meaning the certainty of al-maut, the certainty of a death. And in the winter, the season which is approaching us, in which the cold becomes severe, just as in the summer, when the heat becomes severe, then a person should think and remember. And this is a sign of the power and the might and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in the same place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring severe heat and months of it. And in the very same place, Allah changes this within a day, within a week, and brings about severe cold. And also a person should remember that Jahannam, may Allah save us from it, it has a severe heat. And also it has a severe cold. Na'am, Jahannam, all of us know that Jahannam, it has a severe heat. But it also has a severe cold. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, اشتكتِ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا That the fire, Jahannam, it complained to its Lord. فَقَالَتْ أَيْ رَبْ So it said, O my Lord, أَكَلَ بَعْضِي بَعْضًا That some of me is eating others of it due to the severe heat. Then the Prophet said, فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهَا نَفَسَيْنِ So then Allah made for Jahannam two breaths. نَفَسًا فِي الشِّتَى A breath in the winter, وَنَفَسًا فِي الصَّيْفِ And a breath in the summer. فَشِدَّةُ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْبَرْدِ وَشِدَّةُ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْحَرِّ So the severeness which you feel in the winter, this is one of the breaths of the coldness of Jahannam. And the severity of the heat which you feel in the summer, then this is a small breath from the heat of Jahannam. Ibadallah, the days of winter are upon us. We can see that the weather, it changes. And the night and the day changes. And the darkness, it becomes much. And the light is less. So when things change, when the weather and the seasons, when they change, then a person should think and contemplate. And these changes which Allah places upon the earth, they are there for us to contemplate and think over and take a lesson from them. So a Muslim should not pass by summer and winter, year after year or month after month, and he has not considered anything or thought about anything. So there are certain contemplations we take in these days of cold, in the winter days. The first of these contemplations is that by the virtue of Allah, we were able to live for another winter. And there are many amongst our families and relatives and communities who are with us in the last winter. And they are no longer with us in this winter. So Allah has blessed us by His decree that He has allowed us to reach another winter. And other people who came before us, who were with us last year, they are no longer with us. And you don't know, ayyuhal Muslim, whether this will be your last winter. Who amongst you can guarantee that we will live for another winter? You might be from those people that in the next winter it is said, there were some people who were with us last winter and they are no longer with us in this winter. So these days and these seasons, my brothers and sisters, it is an evidence for us or against us on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. In the daily life of the dunya, everybody is busy and preoccupied with wealth and distracted by the dunya. Trying to buy another house, doing an expansion on your house, trying to pay the next bill, trying to buy the next car, going for the next investment, or the next deal, or the next business. Alhaakum at-takathur. Allah says, Alhaakum, you have been distracted by what? At-takathur, by wanting more and more, competing with each other for more and more. When will you remember? Hatta zurtumul maqabir. When you visit the grave, meaning when you die, then you will remember. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ And then you will know. Surely then you will realize. So if a person thinks about the last year which he spent, he will realize that he was distracted by the provisions of this dunya over the provisions of the akhirah. And therefore, the changing of seasons and months and weeks is a time for us to contemplate and think and then increase in our good deeds so we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should think that from last winter to this winter, how much have I pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From last winter to this winter, how much have I given towards the akhirah? From last winter to this winter, how much did I benefit? And how much did I waste? And then this increases you in working hard and doing more righteous deeds. And when you think about your sins which you committed over the past 12 months from the winter to the winter, then you seek forgiveness. The second contemplation in winter is that you have to be very careful over your aqeedah. Remain firm upon tawheed and away from ash-shirk. So whenever you see the winter it comes and the cold comes and the rain descends, then you should not have a bad thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should not complain about the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor curse the wind or the rain or the cold. And at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it rained. And some of the people said, مُطِرْنَا بِنَوْءِ كَذَا وَكَذَا That the rain has come upon us because of such and such a star. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلْ مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ That this rain which has come, it is not due to such and such a star. Rather, it is due to the kindness of Allah and the mercy of Allah. So this shows us that when rain and wind and cold and snow, when it comes, when thunder and lightning comes, then you have to attach importance to at-tawheed and stay away from ash-shirk. And always we show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always gratitude to Him. We don't always complain about the winter and complaining about the rain. Because this cold and this wind, Allah created it. And Allah sent it. And it is submissive to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, it isn't allowed for a person to insult or curse the wind or curse the weather. This is not allowed for a Muslim. Like in the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tasubbu ar-rih. Do not curse the wind. And in another hadith he said, لا تلعن الريح فإنها مأمورة. Do not insult or curse the wind. Why? Because it has been sent, it has been ordered by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third contemplation is that we have seen how quickly the weather has changed. Within a day or two, it has gone from being warm to cold. And in front of us are days which will be much more colder, more severe in the cold. However, by the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this cold, it doesn't really affect us. And we don't really feel it. So our houses are warm. And we come to this masjid like you have come today. Nobody feels the cold which is outside. We have heaters, radiators, boilers, clothes, garments and so on and so forth. All of this is from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has given us garments and clothing which protect us from the heat and they protect us from the cold. And this blessing, meaning wearing clothes which protect you from the heat and the cold and from the outside, Allah mentions in the Quran. Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرْبِ Allah has made for you, meaning Allah has given you garments which protect you from the heat and also the cold. وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ And other garments which you wear, which protect you in war. Why? كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ This is how Allah completes His blessing upon you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ So you may show submission to Him. So have you ever thought, ayyuhal Muslim, regarding these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you ever thanked and shown shukr, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you fulfilled the right of the one who has blessed you with these garments and this wealth and this luxury? And also, have you thought, did you spare a moment for your brothers and sisters from the poor who only sleep upon the earth and their only covering is the sky, and they are in severe need of that which keeps them warm and clothes them, and therefore you give in sadaqah to them? And this is how a Muslim should be, that whenever he sees a change outside and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he shows shukr to Allah, then this shukr and this aqeedah, this tawheed, it leads a person to be good to others. So when you remember the warmth of your house, then think about the poor who are out there living on the outside. And when you realize the blessing of these clothes and these garments which Allah has given you, then think about the poor and the naked out there who don't have those clothes and garments. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, اتَّقُ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمَرَ, that fear the fire by even half of a date. Meaning, fear the fire and fear Allah by giving in charity if it is only half of a date. So if a person, he gives only a half of a date in charity from wealth which is halal, and he does it sincerely for the sake of Allah, and his intention is pure, then Allah will save this person from the fire. So if this is with half of a date, then how about looking after the masakeen and the fuqara and clothing them and giving them garments and clothing? And then the fourth contemplation is with regard to how easy this religion is. From the qualities of this religion is that Allah has made it very easy for the people. He said, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, that Allah has not placed any difficulty for you in this religion. So when the winter comes, there are certain rulings of fiqh which makes things easy for the people. Makes things easy for the men and the women and the children who are in school or at work or at university or outside. There are important rulings of fiqh which are related to winter. The first of these rulings is wiping over footwear. That Islam, it permits a person to wipe over footwear. If a person made wudu or made ghusl in the morning and he washed his feet, and then he placed on socks, whether they are leather socks or fabric socks, and then he wears shoes or boots on top of those socks if he wants, then you are permitted to wipe over them and you don't have to take off your footwear to make wudu. And this is for 3 days. If a person is resident, then it is for a day and a night. And if a person is traveling, then it is for 3 days and three nights. And there are certain guidelines with regards to wiping over your footwear. First of all, you have placed on your footwear, your socks or your boots or your shoes in a state of tahara. Meaning you made wudu, you washed your feet, or you made ghusl, washing your feet, you're in a state of tahara, and then you place on your socks. And then on top of your socks, for example, you wear your shoes or your boots. Secondly, that any footwear which you are wearing, it has to cover the majority of your foot. So it can't be slippers or sandals, but whatever covers the majority of your foot. Even if there's holes in your socks, for example, then there's nothing wrong with this. Also that it covers your ankle. So if a person wore socks which covered his ankles, and then he wore shoes which did not cover his ankles, then there's nothing wrong with this. A person can still make the mask, can wipe over it. The fourth guideline is that you're only allowed to wipe over your footwear from al-hadath al-asghar, from minor impurity. As for major impurity, meaning janaba, then a person has to remove the footwear and perform ghusl. The next ruling is that if a person is resident and he has 24 hours a day and a night to wipe over the footwear, meaning he keeps breaking his wudu, during that day and night, during those 24 hours, a person can keep wiping over his footwear. He does not have to remove the footwear. When does this 24 hours begin? It begins after you have broken your wudu and then you have made your first masah. So this 24-hour period, it doesn't begin when you first made wudu. Neither does it begin when you first placed on your footwear or when you broke your wudu. Rather, it starts with the first mash, the first wiping after the breaking of the wudu. And the sixth ruling or the sixth guideline is that if a person removes the footwear, then this does not mean that the wudu is broken. A person can remove the footwear and he has previously wiped over it and still pray. But what it means is that the 24-hour period, this has now stopped. So then if a person wants to wipe over again, then he has to make wudu properly, wash his feet, wear his footwear, and then later on he has another 24-hour period. And how does a person wipe over the footwear? He wets both hands and he passes the wet hands over the top of his footwear from the toes to the ankles. The right hand wiping over the right foot and the left hand wiping over the left foot. And it is over the top of the footwear and not the bottom of the footwear, as is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second important ruling is with regards to headwear. That any type of headwear which is difficult for a person to remove, like for example a turban, and it's going to be difficult for a person to remove it and then wrap it again. Or if a person is outside working and they have to wear a helmet, people who work in construction. Or for example, a Muslim sister, and she's wearing the hijab or the khimar, the head covering, and she's outside, maybe she's at work, maybe she's in front of people who are ajnabi, they are not related to her. Also, it is permitted for them to wipe over their headwear with the same conditions which we mentioned. So as long as they did wudu once, and they placed it on with tahara, and originally they wiped over their head or their hair, then after this they put on the headwear, then it is permitted to wipe over it with the same conditions. And Thawban radiallahu anhu, he narrates, بَعَثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَرِيَّةً, that the Messenger of Allah, he sent a unit of army towards a war. فَأَمَرَهُمْ أَنْ يَمْسَحُوا عَلَى الْعَمَائِمْ وَالتَّسَاخِينَ, and he ordered them to wipe over their turbans and wipe over anything which is over the foot. So the ulama from this, they deduced that because it is difficult for a person to remove the turban and wipe over it and then put it on again, then similarly for the women when it comes to the hijab, or people are working outside and it comes to the helmet and it's cold outside or there's difficulty in it. The next ruling of fiqh with regards to winter is when it comes to making wudu. That in winter people are wearing jackets and jumpers, so when they roll up their sleeves, often they do not wipe or they do not wash the full limb. So if they roll over the sleeves of the arm, then it will remain below the elbow or just on the elbow. So when they wash it, they do not wash the elbow. And if a person doesn't wash two, and including the elbow and also the ankle, then the wudu is not valid. And therefore the salah is not valid. So he has to repeat his wudu and repeat his salah. And there is a great reward for wiping each limb properly or washing each limb properly, including the joint of the elbow or the ankle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ala adullukum ala ma yamhu Allah bihi al-khataya." He said to his companions, "Should I not inform you of that thing which will wipe away your sins? Wa yarfa'u Allah biha daraja." And that thing which will increase you in your ranks, meaning in Jannah. They said, "Bala ya Rasulullah." They said, "Of course, O Messenger of Allah." The Prophet said, "Isbaghu al-wudu 'ala al-makarih." Washing each limb properly for wudu 'ala al-makarih, even when it is difficult. Meaning if it is cold outside and you're wearing your jacket or your jumper and you need to roll it up and it's difficult for you, you have to roll it up properly. And you have to make sure that the limb is washed properly. And then the fourth ruling is that when it is raining or it is severe weather, like severe cold or severe wind or severe rain, then it is permitted for a person to combine between Dhuhr and Asr, or between Maghrib and Isha. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, "Salla Rasulullahi al-Dhuhra wal-Asra jami'an, wal-Maghriba wal-Isha jami'an." That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed Dhuhr and Asr together, and he prayed Maghrib and Isha together, min ghayri khawfin wala matar, not from fear nor from rain. Meaning in times of fear and rain, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to combine between these prayers. And every now and again, for a severe difficulty which was other than rain or fear, he'd also combine. Like for example, if a person is severely ill, or if there's a doctor who is in surgery, in operation, then he's permitted to combine the Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha. And also with certain guidelines. So the first guideline is that it has to be raining in the time in which you are beginning your prayer. Like if it's Dhuhr, it's raining outside. And also you think most likely that it will continue raining until also the second prayer. So if there's a storm at Dhuhr, and you know that most likely this storm is going to remain until Asr, then you are able to combine between Dhuhr and Asr in the time of Dhuhr. Second guideline, this is in the masjid. So this isn't in your houses or your workplace, rather it is in the masjid. I, for those people who are going to pray the jama'ah in the masjid. Because the whole point is that this severe rain or this severe weather, it is going to prevent the person from coming again. The third guideline is it is with the imam, by the permission or with the imam. So it isn't permitted for every person to have their own jama'ah in the masjid, or for a person to combine his own two prayers. Rather, the imam has been placed there for you to follow him. And fourthly, that when this jam, when this combining is done, it is done with one adhan and two iqamas. So there's only one adhan and there's two iqamas. And as I mentioned, this is for severe rain, severe weather, or snow, and so on and so forth. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد أيها العباد, we spoke about how the weather changes and how Allah alternates between the summer and the winter and the heat and the cold and between the night and the day. And all of this is a moment for us to contemplate and think. And also the season, the winter season, is an opportunity for us to increase in our ibadah. Why? Because the day is very short. So a person can increase in his fasting, not like the summer. And also the night is very long. So a person can increase in his qiyam al-layl, as opposed to the summer where the night is very, very short. And this is how the salaf of this ummah, how they used to consider the winter when it came. They didn't complain about it. It wasn't a punishment or a burden upon them. Rather, they were happy with the coming of the winter, because it was an opportunity for them to increase in their worship. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ash-shita ghanimatul abidin." That the winter is a precious opportunity for those people who want to worship Allah. Ibn Mas'ud, when the winter would come, he would say, "Marhaban bishita." Welcome, O winter. Tatanazzalu fihi al-baraka. Because the blessings of Allah will descend. وَيَطُولُ فِيهِ اللَّيْلِ لِلْقِيَامِ. And the night will become long for standing. وَيَقْصُرُ فِيهِ النَّهَارِ لِلْصِيَامِ. And the day will be shortened for fasting. And Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah, he said, نِعْمُ زَمَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ الشِّتَاءِ. That how good a season is, how good the winter is for the believer. Because the night is long for qiyam, and the day is short for fasting. And therefore, especially those people who have upon them qadha of fasting. The person who was ill in the summer and he couldn't fast. The one who was too old and weak to fast. The woman who was pregnant and she couldn't fast, or she was breastfeeding and she couldn't fast in the summer. And they have days left upon them. So the winter is the best time to make qadha of this fasting. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.